Well, after you get down two goals, did you see more of what you liked from your hockey club as this one went on this afternoon?
God, we give up a goal in the first shot just on a misread off a Russian. But at 1-0 through the first period, I like our chances better than theirs. Then we get two. I like our second an awful lot. And then we get behind it a little. They got a big long flurry there and crack two posts, which is a problem. It was an offside play, so that was coming back. I think we needed to get the puck to the net a little differently. I think that some of our best opportunities we didn't get to the net. We missed. And other than that, I'm not going to complain about the game.
Difficult though when you get down one or two or three, it seems obvious.
Oh, hang on. It's difficult when you get down one, but you get down three, it's real difficult, right? That's a problem. You're in behind it for sure. I didn't come out of that first. We came out of that first down. We don't like the first one because it's a read. We get on the power play and get a shot blocked, and now they come out of the box and the timing goes against you on that one. But other than the fact that I didn't think we move some pucks as clean as you'd like to. And they're going to say the same thing because we knocked a bunch of down in their end of the ice. It was pretty even.
Neutral zone an issue again tonight?
Different look, right? An awful lot of stretching in their game. So on the times that we held it right, we countered back, so it looked really good. And the times we couldn't hold it, we had a problem.
Did you see from that cop line? It seemed like that was...
There was your line, right? Like they were good. They had opportunities, good puck control. They released it when they should, didn't overhandle it. That was, they were our best, probably, I think, the best line on the ice.
Got a decision to make on Connor back-to-backs or going to LB. Would you have a sense at this point?
Not yet. Wade will talk to him, see how he's feeling. We put ourselves in a position to do it if we wanted to go back-to-back with him. I think we'll talk to him, see how he's feeling.
As you go into back-to-backs tomorrow, what kind of goes into your thought process of how you'll try and get Cody Eakin in the lineup?
We'll take a look at the game, but I know where he's going. I mean, I've got that set. As long as we're healthy, I'm pretty sure where he's going to end up.
I know you talked to him as a player, but what message does it send to the moves that your group has made? And who's going to give your
We've had two, our back end. We're all aware of that. And then we've had two centermen out, one for basically the year and the other for coming up on 2 months. So those are two holes that we had that, getting back to even, getting back to healthy. We haven't seen that this year, so we're still waiting to see what we'll look like when we get everybody back in our line. But we had two areas, and that really helps in both departments.